Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
White drives inside, leans in, backs it home. Already with 7 points.
He's playing, make you want to have another kid, doesn't he?
A guy that has not scored a point in this game has played at an elite level. Al Horford.
Here's Caleb Martin, blocked by Horford. That's the fourth block of the game for Al Horford. Age is just a number.
If you know basketball, if you know what it takes to win, you can't help but to love Al Horford.
Tatum gets inside, spins, falling away. Off the glass, it's good. The Celtics just keep taking it to the Heat here in game four. This is an annihilation. What once was a 32-point lead. Tatum lines up the three and nails it. 31 for Tatum. Another big bounce-back game. And now one last standing ovation from the Celtic fans. This final score not indicative of just how dominant a performance this game was. Boston steamrolls Miami. But as much as we talk about Boston's resiliency, we've seen the same thing from Miami. Now we'll wait to see how they respond, how they bounce back.
Obviously, you back is a big difference, but why were you guys able to get off to that start that you did tonight?
Honestly, because we lost last game. We shouldn't have to get punched in the mouth to respond.
We have a prideful team, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and as well as individuals. And they heard some of the things that were said and took pride in those matchups.
Well, you heard it there in the highlights from Mike Breen, who said that was a big bounce-back game last night, tying up the series with the Heat 2-2 behind a massive defensive effort that started from the jump and 31 points from Jason Tatum. To me, this game was all about what this team should continue to be about, which is their defense. They're never going to be a high-flying, they're never going to be a Showtime Lakers team, but that's not enough for one Christian Fourier. Fourier, have we been able to change your mind a little bit?
No. I'm not
about
as hot and bothered
impressive
by
impressive they were last night.
Well, listen,
night.
Do you heard Chris Mannix? Did you not hear him agree with me?
Yes, he said it was more about the Celtics than it was about the Heat.
He agreed with me. I know, the very right after I asked the question, there's two different aspects of he agrees with me.
He didn't agree with you at all.
So I don't know, he's going to Martha's Vineyard also.
He didn't agree with you.
He did. We're going to play it okay, in the next break.
Brian will find it. He's a very
quick
producer.
Have I changed my ways? No, I feel like, listen, they have this, both teams have this battle of complacency and urgency. It's like this constant tug of war. Now it's my turn to be complacent. Now I need to be urgent. Now I'm going to kind of, you know, rest on my laurels. I do feel like there is this weird dynamics with them, with both teams. I do also believe that the Celtics' biggest enemy is themselves. Like Chris was right.
Yes.
When it comes to losing games, they screw it up. And that's what angers me. Like even when they have, even when they like when they win, I feel like they were underachieving in last night's game. I'm sorry. I feel that way based on their percentage. I'm using them.
They should win by more, shoot better.
They just should have been more of a killer instinct. That's all. Is that too much to ask for?
Yes.
Listen, hey, in a playoff they can't game, find down the 2-1, basket.
Yes.
They can't
There's
find
There's no style
it.
Points in a playoff game. You win the game, you move on.
I do feel like
it doesn't exist like that.
See, that is part of it. But
NFL
you're right.
Mentality for
no,
you.
No, that is
NFL
you're right.
NFL mentality.
You're right. And Jason Tatum actually does a good job of explaining that. He says, listen, I don't let one game carry on to the next. I like that. That's maturity. I appreciate that. But I do feel like what we're trying to do now, what I see them, is trying to build a long-term personality. Like, hey, listen, hey, the reputation is if you screw up with them, they will make you pay for it. Like this, I'm talking long-term. Like, that's what I'm thinking, because I feel like this team has the makings to be high-flying, to be, you know, exciting, to kind of tear people apart. Like, obviously, with a, like, even those Showtime Lakers teams, the Celtics teams, they were always defensive-minded. Like, they had good defensive players. like they got known for their, you know, high flying acts in the Koopa Loop, which is one of the most impressive lob passes known to man.
Sure.
But, you know, that's another story for another time. But I don't see why I should expect them just to be better.
All right. So the people don't all, we're right. Mannix is right. Christian's wrong. But there are other people wrong as well. Almost 400 votes at MFM on WEEI on Twitter.
So hard for you to say.
Yeah, you really can't
say it. Hard for everyone to say. Good Celtics, 56%. Bad Heat, 44%. I'm with you, Meg. I thought the Celtics' defense intensity early was huge. And I think Jason Tatum showed me something last night. Like, I always think he's a superstar, but he didn't have a shot going. He's dealing with a shoulder issue, Christian. Sorry, he's hurt. I saw the trainer on the sideline.
That's part of the reason the shooting wasn't great from the field.
And the audible to go, you know what? I'm not shooting the ball right now. I'm going to go to the free throw line. I'll be more physical inside. I thought that was a huge move by him to set that tone early. And after that first quarter, like, sorry, ESPN, the game was over. They're trying to get people to watch these games. They've all been blowouts, but I didn't have any fear the Heat were coming back. It sounds like you thought the Heat might come back at some point.
I tell you what, I was, because they did lose a lead in game one. I mean, so it's real. They did come back against the Heat in game three. I'm losing track of these games. So it's possible on both sides. And, you know, I mentioned this to Mannix about Spoelstra. This is his quote. Hey, listen, what they do to us, we can do to them. It doesn't seem like anyone's really taking control of it. The Celtics keep making mistakes. The Heat will take advantage of it. The Celtics decide, okay, we've had enough of this. We're gonna play great, and then the Heat decide, okay, we're gonna save our energy for the next game. That is so. Now three games left, best of three series, two games in Miami for the Celtics. I feel like this is where they want to be.
It's an incredibly weird series, definitely in part because of the health issues for both teams. It's like, who knows who's going to be in what lineup? We're waiting until an hour before the game, seeing who's at the building and who's warming up. And I think it's unusual to have that for both teams to the extent that it is. But I think the big difference last night was Rob Williams being available, Rob Williams being on the floor, and the way that they were able to have those two bigs, true bigs, between Al Horford and Rob Williams out there,
yep,
and completely denying anything in the paint for the most part in the first quarter. That's why they forced them to those outside shots. They forced them to those outside shots at points when they had guys who didn't want to shoot. They didn't have one of their best shooters in Tyler Hero out there. So you can't say that this like happened in a vacuum, that it wasn't because of the Celtics defense. It was so much because of the Celtics defense. And then the secondary stuff of Horford and Rob Williams just being completely dominant on those Heat boards.
So I agree with you. Every freaking rebound.
Listen, 11 rebounds.
They played great.
From Al Horford.
Listen, they played great. But to Mannix's point, listen, he even said it. They were missing easy shots. The rim had a lid on it.
You're cherry picking with Mannix.
No,
you're
once again, he's co-signing on
it. You are once again cherry picking Mannix's comments.
Why do you keep saying, like,
because you're a cherry picker.
When you use stats,
you're a cherry picker.
To prove a point, I don't call you a cherry picker.
Because you're
okay, when
we
I
had
use
a whole
it,
conversation.
So now,
you should listen to it on
like
the Odyssey app
it.
And at WEEI.com in the podcast section, because you can see for yourself how Christian Fourier is cherry picking one or two sentences where Mannix said the Celtics weren't perfect.
All right.
No.
Can we hear the audio? We had the audio to back this up.
Oh, we do.
We have the audio.
I don't want to cherry pick.
Do we want the first question where Mego gets her victory lap? All right, we're going to play this.
Ladies first.
Chris Mannix first. An hour
I
ago.
I should go then.
All right, so it can't be gray area. It's sports talk radio, Chris. So it's only one or the other. You can only pick one. Was last night more about the Celtics and their defensive effort or just an awful offensive night for the Miami Heat?
Oh, it was about Boston. I think the Celtics are the better team in this series. About it going in, even tied at two, I think they're the better team. You know, you go back to game three, the reason they lost wasn't really anything Miami did. It was sloppiness, you know, 24 turnovers, 29 deflections. They coughed up the ball. You go back to game one, just one of the most abysmal third quarters we've ever seen. Now, Miami has something to do with both those things, but that's as much about Boston's lack of focus and, you know, lack of intensity, whatever you want to call it, than anything Miami did. And look, the wild card in everything moving forward is health.
All right, we're back. So the answer there was it was more about the Celtics than the Heat.
That's
so Mego wins. Where's the audio where Christian wins?
So Christian, so
take the L and move
just
on.
Just play
go.
A horn.
Christian, follow.
Play a Martha's Vineyard. Where's the fairy horn?
Martha's Vineyard. There it is.
Yeah, so positive.
Christian followed off with Chris Mannix.
So when you look at the first quarter alone, obviously very impressed with the 18-1 deficit. You know, but I just feel
sarcastic.
Like it should have been worse. Chris, I'm looking at this first quarter. I'm going, I mean, really, are we really going to be bragging about 18% from three, 75% from the free throw line, 9 of 22 from the field? Like, everyone's giving them a lot of credit for, you know, running away with that first quarter, but a lot of it had to do with how sloppy the Heat played.
It did.
Manix pauses because you rephrased the same question
asked. Don't worry about it.
It's like you weren't listening
to
my question.
I had an agenda.
Yeah, I guess. Like, Manix is nice. If you were being honest, like, he was your friend. He'd go,
and you could hear,
wait,
can
big
we
dummy.
Hear,
we
can
just
we
answered
hear
that
we
first
don't
part.
Need to
cherry,
no,
cherry,
no, let's just hear the way.
He did.
Look at him.
What do you want to do? The guy's a professional.
Sure.
Just to be objective, by the way, that wasn't really a question. It was more of a statement.
Yeah.
It was a Glenn question.
Yeah.
Listen, don't be mad.
Now, we always talk about Jeff about.
I didn't start it that way.
Jason Tatum, did he pass Kevin Durant?
All the time we talk about that.
We talk about it.
So, did Manix agree with you? I'm confused.
No, he did not.
He sounded so reluctant.
You're right, Carl.
The reluctance in his voice.
We need Dan Patrick come back on and coach 48 through interviews again.
Everyone's giving him a lot of credit for, you know, running away with that first quarter, but a lot of it had to do with how sloppy the Heat played.
It did.
Can I get a horn one more time? One more time. Yeah. Guess who's going to Martha's Vineyard? That's right. Chris Manix.
Manix wants to go to Martha's Vineyard.
Producer Ryan. Tyler, nope. You didn't have enough courage.
Half dozen
kinda,
callers. And all the people that voted at MFF on WEI.
Sounds very similar to, like, the wrong button, by the way. Your horn.
That's a tugboat.
Meanwhile, we can all say this. Celtics 2-2, we think they're going to win. This series has sucked. Like, I'm sorry. For basketball-wise?
It totally
aesthetically?
Has. In the third quarter last night. I was like, this game's boring. This series sucks.
If you were a casual fan, have you stuck around have you stuck around for the second half of any of these games so far? Especially in the Western Conference.
Why would you? Like, they don't make their baskets.
I don't. Is there anyone have a good theory as to why this is? Because both series
the
this way.
Is supposed to go in the hole?
Both series have been like this. The West has been just as bad. And the West, I think the Golden State is better. The East just feels like, I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I wish I did.
You know what?
Why
it feels
the game
like,
sucked, caller? Why
because
they sucked?
My theory is that in the four games that we've seen, all these games have been decided by two really, really bad quarters. One bad quarter from the Celtics. One bad quarter from the Heat.
It's a bad series if we're doing quarter talk.
Well, you want a quarter update? So the Boston leads. They're 9. They have 9 wins. The Miami has 4, and there's 3 ties.
Can
just
we get
for the
this
record.
Sponsored by Bing?
We like, should.
Quarter talk.
We should. But it is funny. So in game one, the Heat are up by 20 in game one. Game two, the Celtics led by 34 at one point. Game three, the Heat got up by 26. And then the Celtics pushed it to, to 32.
Stop.
Here's the thing. I think we're done with this, though. I think the blowouts are over.
No, I said that last
night. You're out of your mind.
We're finally going to have lead changes, back and forth, the contest.
This
series just sucks. It sucks that the games are every other night, because I do think that's impacting the injuries. And I know the hockey bros will come at me and,
You want to wait 3 nights between games?
I want the players healthy out there.
Come on. Forget about that. Come on. Forget
it.
You don't get
soft. Hockey players would play through this.
Yeah. Football guys would. They don't care.
So soft tissue injuries.
Fine. Got to take care of the
soft
tissue.
Who has more soft tissue injuries than basketball players?
Robert Williams has the most. That is for sure.
He has enough for the whole team.
But no, seriously, I would like to have them a little bit more spaced out. I wouldn't have a problem with the playoffs going longer, giving us a little bit more material selfishly.
I feel like they're doing it right, though. Every day, I mean, the Warriors are going to screw it up. They're going to win in 4.
Yeah. And then
you're going to
have anything
in between.
There's going to be a huge gap.
Then what are we going to do?
Blah, blah, blah,
hockey talk.
All right. Well, the big question is whether or not this team can stack some wins without their back up against the wall. We'll get to that next, previewing Game 5.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marloni, Fourier, and Mego. Mutt is in with us tonight because Lou is out in Vegas gambling, celebrating his wife's lovely birthday.
Nice.
So the Celtics got the win. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you have a sidebar there, Christian?
Isn't it kind of like, hey, honey, I got you a new set of golf clubs.
Oh, because it's a trip for him, is what you're saying.
I got this bowling ball just for you.
Yeah, I know. I know you love bowling. I've never bowled in my life. Let's go to Vegas. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go to the sports book for like 5 hours.
I got us Pat season tickets on for our anniversary.
Hey, happy 50th, honey. Oh, you don't want to go? Okay, I'll take my friends.
Well, we hope he's having a
just air out Lou's
time.
Wife's age. You just tell everyone her age. Does that just happen? I think you just did.
Yeah.
What, that it's her 30th birthday?
30th.
There you go.
30th birthday.
Happy 30th.
30th.
Yep.
30th birthday.
Thank you for saving me.
So the Celtics got the win last night.
Yep.
Great. They tied it up 2-2. But I feel like I've seen this before.
You've seen this movie before, huh?
I've seen
how
this
does it
movie
end?
Before.
Tell me how it ends. Give it away.
I worry about game five. I'll put it that way. Because it's not just the back and forth nature of this series so far through four games with each team pantsing the other team every time that they hit the court, like as early as the first quarter. But it's looking at the Bucks game, where they weren't able to then, after they tied it up, stack another win on top of that one. They were only able to do that in games 6 and 7 when it was elimination games. And you brought up urgency before. I think that that is a fantastic word choice, Christian. Very well done.
Thank you.
Star, I'm going to put it in my column. Star sticker for you.
Yeah.
Star
right.
sticker
wow.
for you.
Do I get an extra 10 minutes
congratulations.
Of lunch?
Wow.
So if they're going back down to Miami, and particularly if they don't have at least one of their starters in Rob Williams or Marcus Smart, who both are questionable at this point, where does that urgency come from? Like, can this team, do they have it in them to just bring it up inside of themselves?
So can they win? I guess because I start with that. So who's the replacements? Neither one of those guys. Smart's not going to play. Rob Williams isn't going to
so
play.
I guess
both
it would,
questionable right now, according to Celtics.
So you're going to have a lot of Tice, and you're going to have a lot of Derek White.
Yeah.
Derek White.
Yeah. I would say
unless you
no.
move Grant into like more of an interior role on defense, but you're not going to have the same effect. That's another thing. Are we calling Grant a big? Because Mannix, who is obviously super informed, he said the big man, the three big man rotation. And I thought for myself, like, Tice, you're like praising Tice in that rotation. And then he said, you know, Al, Rob Williams, and Grant Williams. And I was like,
he guards bigs. I mean,
he does. Yeah.
So
does Smart.
I'm just not sure, and I've heard so it on
Peyton
broadcast.
He guarded Giannis. I call him a big right now.
I've heard Breen call him a big on the broadcast before. It's just, he's kind of like, you know, one of these more new school, like, stretch four types.
Yeah, and this, you're right. In Christian's NBA, where Pat Riley's got the hair slicked back, he wouldn't be a big. But yeah, I think in 2022, I'd call him a big.
So if you line up tomorrow night without Smart and without Rob Williams, I'm telling you, you're losing that game.
Both guys. Well, see,
you're losing that game.
Okay, but are you guys have faith that the Heat are healthy? Like, I think a big part of last night's loss and the fact they got blown out, Jimmy Butler's not 100%, not close to it. Offensively, I don't think he had a free throw last night. He lived at the free throw line that blowout in game one. He couldn't get free throws. Tyler Hero, the report out of Miami last hour, is that his injury is a 2 to 4 week injury, and he's going to try to come back at some point this week. So he's not healthy. That meant more Gabe Vincent. He struggled on the road last night. Like, I'm not sure Miami's close to 100%. And if both teams are hobbled, right? If Jimmy Butler's not 100%, you may be missing Smart and Robert Williams. You still might have the advantage because you're the better team. Well, so I saw last night that Miami's not close to 100% either.
Okay, so I would still say, based on the way this series has gone so far, so it's for the Celtics, it'll all be about secondary scoring. Like, they're going to blitz the hell out of Tatum. You ain't going to beat us. Okay, that ain't not going to happen. We'll let Peyton Pritchard. We'll let Grant Williams do it. We'll let all these other guys do it. We'll let Al Horford do it. You're not going to beat us. And I would say, okay, they would probably take the same approach to Jimmy Butler. And then after that, I don't know who's in line. Like, Tucker, Strus. I mean, I don't know. And then you're at home. You've been embarrassed now. Remember, we're going to pay you back now. So it's like their turn to kind of make things right.
Yep.
I know. I don't feel. I do not feel good about this game at all. I feel worse if Rob Williams is out. To me, he's more important in this series than Marcus Smart. Not that Marcus Smart isn't important. I don't think he's going to screw up the chemistry, but I do think Rob is in this particular series. He's more important.
If you look at last night's game, yeah, you would say Robert Williams does more to protect the rim and sort of neutralize, at some level, Bam Adebayo, although I know Al Horford spent a lot of time on him defensively last night. Horford gets the credit. Yeah, in this series, because they don't have the great guard scoring for Miami, he's probably more important. If they win in advance, Marcus Smart is 10 times more important in the next round against Klay Thompson and Steph Curry than would Robert Williams. But this series, damn it, Fournier, you're right again. Use a nice big word this segment, and you're right. Put me on the boat. Put me on the
boat. You want to go to Martha's Vineyard?
He's just trying to get
around. You can go. All expenses paid now,
Mike. Capsize.
Just updated from Miami. Kyle Lowry, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, PJ Tucker, Tyler Hero, all questionable for Game 5. And how about this? Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, detailing how severe the Tyler Hero injury is a couple minutes ago on ESPN.
Well, from what I'm told, this is an injury, this groin injury he has, that would normally keep him out 2 to 4 weeks if this was the regular season, but he is pushing really hard to play either in the next game or the game after that because he just wants to be out there, and we're going to see who wins this battle here. But Eric Spoelstra kind of alluded to that when he talked about it the other day. He said, we have to take the decision out of his hands. Our trainers don't think it's a good idea. We're going to call him day to day, but there's a little behind the scenes going on with Tyler Hero trying to play.
That's significant. And I like Gabe Vincent. He's impressed me in this series, but Hero is a nice offensive piece for them. Duncan Robinson, as Maddox mentioned, had to play early in the first quarter. So it's tough. It's tough to say the Celtics injuries are going to be so detrimental when I think Miami is as banged up as the Celtics are. And like you said, every other night, they don't have any extra rest either for Game 5.
It's true. It evens it out a lot. I still think it evens a little bit more in the Heat's favor because while they have guys questionable, you have somebody like Rob Williams.
Robin, Batman. Oh, see, there you go. Batman and Robin. That's your team.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to block shots. Oh. That was awful.
What? Well, I thought that was terrible, Robin.
You didn't commit to it. You chickened out
on that one.
Oh my god.
So who's the starting five for the Heat then? Just as of right now.
I think you just heard them.
Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, Bam, Strus, and Gabe Vincent, or Oladipo. I mean,
well, Oladipo would have to play a lot more. He was actually pretty good,
yeah,
in that offensively. And they keep making reference to him coming back to the way he. This is their starting five, right? No, I guess no.
They'd bring Hero off the bench and they start Bam.
This is three of their starting five are questionable for tomorrow's game. And again, is Spoelstra playing this game where he's putting all these guys questionable and trying to screw with the Celtics a little bit? He could be doing that. But you guys say urgency, like. The Celtics made a real concerted effort after the game last night to bring up urgency over and over. Whether it was Robert Williams, whether it was Jason Tatum, like they were big time into that angle, weren't they? I mean, that was a big...
No, I thought
they were trying
was,
to convince themselves, like you said.
What I think is just odd is like it's like they know this is what who they are. It's been obvious since the very beginning. And I remember Jason Tatum talking about this. I don't know if you have this, Ryan. So Jason Tatum, after the game, okay, Rob Williams talks about it, Ime talks about it, and Jason Tatum was asked, like, how do you bring this urgency to game five?
Obviously, it's 2-2, so it's kind of like a new series, best of three. And I think just having a conversation that, you know, I think human nature plays a part in when you win a game, you can relax a little bit. But, you know, obviously when we lose a game, we feel like the next game is do or die. And then we come out and play how we did and things like that. And I think we have to have that mindset going into game five that, you know, it is a must-win game, you know, because tonight was essentially something like that. And, you know, everybody knew it. We could all feel it. And I think that showed in the way we came out.
I'm glad he recognizes that, but I can't think that that's the first time that they've recognized this pattern in themselves, right? Like through these playoffs, you got to think that they felt that way at some point in the Bucks series. If anything, now we're just at more extremes in this series. So, like, I'm glad he's recognizing it. They're saying the right things. I'm still yet to, like, see them stack two wins
they
when they
it.
Didn't absolutely so need it.
How do you turn game five into do or die when it isn't? Like, how do you convince yourself that it is do or die when you have a history of only responding when your backs are against the wall? How do you make game five a do or die situation?
Maybe you say that you have two guys who are like very, very injured on your team.
They need rest.
And you have to get it in six. Like, you can't push it to seven. Game seven
obvious.
Will be awful.
I like the way you put it. Like, let's win now, get this done in six so we can get extra days rest for our guys.
That's a do or die way of doing it. Because it could get worse. You may not have any of these guys available, and let's take advantage of all of your guys being hurt.
Well, we all agree that this hasn't been the most entertaining series game to game. Let's go to Charlie, who has something to say on that.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, last night's game was just like, it felt like I was just getting lemons squeezed into my eyes watching it. Like, it was awful. And it's just like, I feel like we're not watching teams win, we're just watching teams lose. Like, that's it's like awful. It's just like the Heat are losing. The Celtics didn't win. The Heat just lost. They were like shooting on a carnival basket last night or something. But I have a quick point about post game interview and like the impact of Marcus Smart and Rob Williams. Obviously, you know, they lost with Rob on the bench. They won with Rob on the court. And then the post game comments from Tatum. I don't know if you caught this, but when they were asking about the impact of Al Horford, he, like, came right out and said, he's our leader. And I wonder if he was taking a jab at Marcus Smart for his game two post-game comments. But your thoughts.
Charlie, I agree 100%.
Thanks,
I said that earlier in the show. I got looked at like I had seven heads by these two here in studio and the two producers. No one agrees with me on this. Charlie, you get my sound horn. Put him on my boat.
He's going. No, he can come with us. He can come.
Are you serious?
No, yeah, sure.
Okay.
No.
All right.
He gets the and one. This is your and one.
He went out of his way to point out Al Horford.
Yeah, Al is our leader. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have Al as a teammate for 3 years. And he's been great, you know, for me and my development and just the ultimate professional. So, you know, it's no surprise how he takes care of himself and the way he performs, you know, in big games.
Who was the player who came out and said Al's the best veteran we've had here? Just happened last week. Was it Jalen? Somebody came out and said he's the best veteran we've had.
Without looking, I want to say it was Marcus Smart.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to go look.
Smart. Ooh, so there you go. Smart even admitting Al's a better leader.
Yeah, and one.
This is too far for me. I'm sorry. This is too many hot takes.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I just think that when you're asked, that you're probably going to choose the oldest player on the team who is playing major minutes and having the playoffs run of his life. I mean, part of it is, yeah, I'm sure that in this playoff run that Al, as they progress further and further, is one of the most emotional voices in the room and not in the way that Smart is, because he saw what looked like the end of his career last season. Like, before he came back to the Celtics, did that boomerang back, he was on his own boat towards the retirement. And now he has the chance to be in the finals, to win a finals. So, yeah, I think that's where that leadership comes from. He wants it more than a lot of these guys.
He's their Udonis Haslam. Just that rock, keeping him safe.
Well, no, he actually plays.
Yeah, there's a difference.
That too.
He plays.
A different factor.
All right, let's get the energy up. Let's go to
Justin. Oh, what?
Justin.
Are you saying we have no energy? Oh, God.
Justin in Providence. Here we go.
Oh, no. Why is it not the OMF squared show? Or if you're starting with Mego's first letter, it should be LMC show?
Yeah, we got to work on that. We're working on it.
What a great game last night. I think, number one, the Celtics, they're going to go as far as they can playing with their defense first. I think they were going in the half shooting 38% or something stupid like that, and you were up all them points. I think that's going to be crucial. Number two, Tatum has got to continue to go to the basket. If he doesn't go get that easy layup or that jam, he's going to go to the line. That's going to definitely destroy and take apart the Miami Heat. And third of all, I think we're real lucky because the Miami Heat are more banged up than us in the sense that when we had no Marcus Smart and no Rob Williams against the Milwaukee Bucks, which was a better round team than Miami,
yep,
we found ways to win. Miami right now, look at Kyrie Lowry. The guy can't even jump right now. He's shooting lasers to the rim. And Jimmy Butler, something's up with him, man, because he was passing the ball every time he touched it. No, get it out of my hand. Get out of my hand. I think that's going to be crucial going in. I think we take it in six. These boys are bringing it back. Get some good risk.
Oh, there you go. No, I think I would say I would withhold my actual prediction until I find out exactly who is playing.
What?
Yep. Yeah, if Marcus Smart,
you already
if Marcus Smart is not playing, they're losing. Yeah. If one of the two play, they win.
We'll know.
All I need is one of the two.
Yeah, we won't know, actually, because it's the 8:45 tip-off. We won't know tomorrow.
When do we get all the information? I feel like
6:45.
But you mentioned earlier that Marcus Smart showed up to the arena last night, like, what, a half an hour before
the game started? A home game. My guess is for a road game, it'll be a little bit different.
So like, they knew.
They knew. As Ryan Garvin said off the air, Emeg fibbed to us when he said at 6:45, yeah, those guys are testing it out. Marcus
wasn't even at the building.
Joe Varden of The Athletic said it was, yeah, about a half an hour before the game. Marcus Smart got here 5 minutes ago, and he was noticeably limping. I'm paraphrasing. After Ime Udoka told the gathered media, oh, no, they're going to both test it out. He already knew going into the game that Marcus Smart was not going to play.
If you had to push one of them between the two, who would you be more apt to push? Because it does feel like, look, they would let both of them sit if they're both really seriously injured and it's going to impact them long term, or definitely impact them through this series and the next series. But if you had to choose one, who would you push?
Oh, Rob.
Even with how his knee, if his knee is all swollen, let's say he has a grapefruit on his leg.
Well,
coming off
he can't bend his knee. My assumption is that it's in and out. They're swelling. It's in and out. Just it's like it's unpredictable. It's temperamental. So listen, if I have a hold of it by 8:30, I'm a go. By, 9:30, if it swells up, I'm out. Like, I'm going to give you as much as I can for as long as I can. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we can, take over the first quarter and basically they'll give up again.
They need Rob more than they need Marcus. You convinced me of that. In this series, Robert Williams is a more important player than Marcus Smart. Like, so if they have to push one of them and Rob can play through it for even 15, 20 minutes, that's it. It's that simple. Like, Marcus Smart's very important. I am not on the air saying that Marcus Smart should be benched.
No.
Derek White.
You're not going to say that.
I'm not going to say that. Some people will say that. I'm not saying that the team is better without Marcus Smart. I do think Rob is more important in the series.
In this series, in this matchup, they just match up better, I think, if you had to choose between the two, with Rob Williams being able to go out there for 20 minutes and just give you that domination in the paint on defense, be able to give you the lob options. The rhythm of their offense just looked so much better last night than I think it has since, they lost the first game, obviously, in horrible fashion. But since the rhythm, I know all the shots weren't falling, but the looks were there. It looked better. Like, they looked in sync with each other. They didn't look like they were forcing things.
They give you exactly, it's like this, the pattern is so obvious to predict. It's one team gets embarrassed, and then the other team wakes up. Then the other team that was embarrassed, they decide, we're going to wake up. So you've had four games, and that's been the trend. Three games left. Like, I actually think, the thing that sucks is that the injuries are delaying, like, this from closing this out. Because if Lowry is banged up, Jimmy Butler doesn't seem right. It seems like
Hero
is going to be out.
Struce,
I mean, you got to, I don't think it's, I don't think it's gamesmanship. I think Hero is probably Dunsky. I think Lowry just looks, his height to body comp, index must be like
thick.
It's really
thick boy.
Looks like Andy Hart.
Yeah, he's really
short,
husky.
Wide.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Like, yeah.
He's much wider.
I don't know who that's a shot at, but it's a shot at.
And it's, short, it's a fair comparison.
His shorts are so long. He looks like a, you know.
Andy's not fat. Mark, Kyle Lowry's fat.
Little thicker in the shoulders. Little thicker in the butt.
Exactly. Take
two C's.
He is a big boy. Can you imagine what he's going to look like when he officially retires?
You said this. Like, guys retire and they look get in better shape, right?
Like,
they,
he's got some like hardcore weight management issues when he's done. Because if this is what he looks like at 36,
but remember,
running around
it's
for
a hamstring,
living.
So he can't do anything right now. He's sitting around eating Haagen-Dazs on a hamstring injury. Once he's healthy, he'll be back
out. Make your hamstring better?
And Barry Bonds like the skinniest guy in America now. He gets on the bike. Bike's like 50 miles a day.
You go one way or the other. Either
he's
you're
going skinny.
I'm calling chubby. I'm calling pterodactyl arms. I'm calling like he can't see his...
This is
anything.
Incredible also, judgment and deflection from the guy who on my first day full-time here housed... like a dozen cookies that I brought
out of control.
It was 2 weeks ago. Still fat.
It really was
still
two and a half weeks ago.
Was it only 2.5 weeks ago?
Really was. Also,
it feels like a year.
I don't know his contract. I would love Kyle Lowry in a Celtics uniform. I would love his intensity at the point guard spot with that leadership. Like I think he would fit great on the Celtics.
I would have loved it 5 years ago. I think that ship
when
has
he was
sailed.
30.
Shaming him.
What about when he was 30?
Yeah.
Can we get him when he's 30? At 36.
Major game 5 coming up tomorrow night. We're going to continue to preview that, and we have Last Call coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris, how worried should we be about the consistent availability of one Rob Williams?
Really worried. I watched him play a terrific first half, an excellent first 6 minutes of the third, and then in those final minutes, kind of dragging that left leg around, eventually goes back into the locker room. Fortunately, the Celtics didn't need him. There's been an enormous unpredictability with Robert Williams. You know, it's Monday morning quarterbacking for sure, but you look back and you wonder, why did he come back so soon from that knee injury?
Unpredictability. That is the name of the game with this series because it has been back and forth through four games with the Heat versus the Celtics. And we don't know who's going to be in the lineup night to night because of these injuries.
Well, that part is true. But the predictable part, I guess, is like, you know, how it's been working. Okay, it's your turn. It's my turn. It's your turn. It's my turn. Now I think we're going to really find out exactly what each team is truly made of. There needs to be some carryover for the Celtics. Game 4 to game 5. Carry it over. Pay it forward. Whatever the hell you want to do. I shouldn't have to convince you that this is an important game. They're all important from here on out.
I don't think you can do that if your lineup changes night to night. I think that like the longer we talk about it, the more that I think that this is what the effect of it is. Like when you don't have the same guys playing together, whether it's because Derek White was at the hospital for his wife's daughter's or for the birth of his first child, or if it's because, you know, Al Horford is in COVID protocol, or it's because, you know, someone has a knee injury that they have been rehabbing for a couple months now. Like there's just so many different moving parts. I'm not surprised that it's so inconsistent.
Oh, I am. Because I don't think I think it's more mental than it is physical. I feel like I don't feel like it. They've been dealing with that all year. Every team has COVID, everything. It's like no big deal, but it's the way they approach the game. It's the way when the game starts. It's
but they can't even do the same things as we've said. Like they can't have the same game plans against these teams.
But think about that. Biggest issues have been self-inflicted wounds, turnovers like crazy, true. Lack of energy. Okay, guys, Marcus Smart's not here. Are we going to feel sorry for ourselves? Yeah, for at least a quarter. Okay, listen, Rob Williams is still nursing a knee. Okay, is everybody, you know, in their safe space? Can we act like, can we try to win this game? I feel like this is when it really gets good. I feel like the first four games have sucked. They have not been compelling.
You're going to have better games here down the stretch?
I do. Yes, I do. I do. I think you'll be.
When the Celtics have not crapped themselves, they have dominated this series. They have dominated. So I think we're overthinking.
Well, you think they're not going to crap themselves anymore.
There's been epic crapping, okay? Not to get too graphic here.
Lots of poop.
Before dinner time. But in the games where they haven't, or the quarters they haven't, they've beaten the Heat consistently. Like Manek said, they're just better. And so for game five tomorrow, when Mago's like, you're not convinced they'll be ready to go, if they just show up and play representative game, they're just better. Avoid the embarrassing quarter. Avoid the 38-14, the 40-20. They do that, they're winning this thing in six games. Now, can they do that and they're going to be healthy enough to do that? I don't know. But assuming they avoid those couple back quarters, they're going to win the series in six.
I want to feel that way. I really do. It's just that I felt so strongly after game two that this was going to maybe be a five-game series, that it was so clear-cut that the Celtics were so much more dominant. But the Heat do have that tough factor. They do have the mental toughness game, I think, over them.
Duncan Robinson is so intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tyler Hero.
When he steps on the court, look out. Tyler and Duncan are here.
Well,
they're about to take names.
I think we're all in agreement that Rob Williams is probably the most important going forward out of these injured players that we're talking about.
I'm worried about my guy Jason Tatum. And that shoulder, I hope that shoulder holds up, Christian.
Boy,
that,
better get some icy
he's
hot.
He's getting that work in there with that thumb. Oh, man, that looks painful.
Oh, yeah, right there. It's right there. Oh,
he airballed that three. That was all injury, not skill.
Well, Rob detailed how he's feeling with his knee last night after the game.
You know, the knee felt great. You know, feels good. Obviously, just check on it tomorrow. You know, see how it's feeling recovery-wise. Swelling a little bit, you know, stiffening up on me a little. Taking it day by day, you know, spending a lot of time with the trainers, obviously. Throwing a lot of scenarios at it, you know, see how it's fun.
I think he's my favorite player. He's like Christian Barmore for me.
What?
Yeah, I love Rob Williams. I love his style, I like the way he plays. I wish he was a little bit tougher. No, I like it. He's like one of my favorite players.
So do you think this is a toughness issue? Because you just said you wish he was a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a toughness issue.
Because it sounds like he's, as you would say, opting out, asking out.
I feel like that's been the case multiple times. If I keep hearing with Mannix and all these other, you know, experts and insiders that come on that have a like inside track to the team, it seems like, hey, listen, we said you're good to go. I don't really feel it. No. The doctors, we got four
doctors.
It's not
structural. Not structural.
It's not structural. Nothing's going to. It's soreness. It's a pain tolerance.
Even on the injury report, it says soreness.
Doesn't really.
It says questionable with a knee soreness issue. Kind of them calling him out.
I still like him, though.
How you doing?
How you doing?
big old TBD for him. Well, let's do last call. Speaking of the Heat's offense, Stephen A. Smith, he was on SportsCenter postgame trying to do some math, which is always hazardous in this journalism industry.
But in the end, five starters combined for 18 points. That's an average of 6 points per starter. If that ain't pathetic, I don't know what is.
It's less than that. But anyway, we've gone through four games. It's been unbelievably inconsistent.
Right, less than that. You're right.
Have you seen enough to draw some?
3.6 points.
Thank you.
That would be 30 points.
I had to use the iPhone calculator.
I did the same thing. I was like, let me make sure he's how bad it is. That is great.
Not that far.
Don't do that.
What the hell is going on? I have no idea.
Did you catch his second attempt at that? At the end of the clip, he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, John Anderson, you're right. It's not
six. I don't know what is.
It's less than that. But anyway, we've gone through four games. It's been unbelievably inconsistent.
Right, it's less than that. You're right.
Have you seen enough to draw some?
He jumps in and goes, oh, yeah, you're right. It's 5.5. No, it's not 5.5.
Did I say 5.5?
No, he says, sorry, now I'm going to correct you.
Consistent.
He says that it's less than that.
Have you seen enough to draw some?
Less than that.
I would never attempt math on live TV. That's a nightmare.
On Quick Slant, you didn't go to math at all?
Hell no. I would never, ever, ever,
stats
ever.
Are so
I was
dangerous.
Told
you could
be
throw
no math.
Stats in for sure, but trying to do math on live TV?
No.
Go to hell.
Yeah, carry the one. It's a lot.
It's hard to think of math. hard to think of words, certain words. We use urgency. I think that was the word that Christian coined.
Word of the day.
Word of the day.
Urgency.
Well, that was a tough one for former Jags coach Doug Marrone, if you remember.
When you make a point of something, and coaches make a point of it, and coaches make a point of it, when that first opportunity comes and you're not able to prevail on that opportunity, then you know what? Then we have to go back out there and go about our business again, maybe with greater desire, greater sense of I don't know exactly what the word I'm looking for.
Urgency?
No, that wouldn't be the word.
Sounds so familiar.
Hold on, I'll come up with it. Just more of a urgency is the word I'm looking for. A greater sense of urgency.
Oh, man.
It's tough on the spot.
I totally get it.
When you're like reaching for that word, it's the worst.
But that's worse, though. He's a hardo. Just say, yep, that's the word I was looking for. And then he came back to it and gave it again.
Maybe.
Yeah, just say you were wrong. Can't even admit it.
The fact that the guy's like, urgency, coach? He's like, no, that's not really it. You know what it is? Urgency. Urgency.
I don't know exactly what the word I'm looking for.
Urgency?
Just more of a urgency.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that.
That's
yeah.
Perfect.
All right, last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
It's less than that.
All right, Mutt, thanks for joining us again today. You got three more days in you?
No, I don't.
No, we had him on the five-hour show last week.
Questionable for tomorrow. Right
really?
Now,
so I think he's with probable.
Soreness? Of what?
I have a headache.
Your lower region?
A certain, another co-host in the show talking a lot the last 2 days. Soreness, headache.
I got a lot of energy.
Headache issue.
I got
headache issue?
I got big, big energy.
You sure
do. Big, big energy.
You sure do. Check your group text later. Check your group text.
I have Venmo. This by the way. Welcome for to EEI yeah, gift.
I got the update. Mego and M, you guys in? For the present update.
Give me your phone. Let me respond.
I just sent back a thumbs up.
Send a thumbs down. No thanks. Out.
Thanks, Mutt. See you guys tomorrow.
See ya. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.